Welcome back to Podsacular. I am Spellcheck, your temporary host, while we have Fumo Jive away. And filling in for Fumo Jive, we have Mr. Decidus. What's up, Decidus?
Hey, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
We're glad to have you, man.
I'm just glad that you give me a call every time you need some help here, and I can... It's good to be here.
We got a lot of stuff to cover today, man. We're going to start here with a tip from Shardy. He says, try to throw a grenade when the person you're throwing it at has a BR, because most times they'll end up shooting the grenade just as you throw it, and it's going to end up killing yourself with a face full of metal. And no, not braces. Oh, and explosives. So.
Oh, well, yeah. That doesn't sound good at all for a person getting a grenade in the face.
Ouch.
I've actually had it happen to me before, throwing a grenade and a guy blows it up in front of my face.
Ah, yeah.
Not good.
Face full of Band-Aids.
Mmm.
So. Mmm. Yep. Tasty.
All right.
They're best when they're battered and then fried.
Zhang comes to us with a tip that doesn't necessarily just apply to coag and combos. It's a good general tip.
Yeah.
If you're being sniped, you know, and you may have been in a battle with someone else and, you know, only have maybe half your shield left, it's still going to take two shots for that sniper to take you down. So, you know, there you go. So don't be too scared, unless he's a good one and he gets you with the first one. But, no, that's a great tip, and not a lot of people realize it, so...
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yes. And, you know, this episode is episode 16, which is the coagulation and combos. So we're going to be writing some combo tips. All right, the first one comes from Daniel. He says, okay, no to the noob combo, right? Do not use the noob combo. Seriously, because people don't realize it's the noob combo. He says only noobs use it. Now, Daniel, I'm going to have to disagree with you here, man. I have not seen one noob who could pull up the noob combo.
No, they screwed up.
I'm just saying. But he says, but for combos, SMG and plasma rifle are always amazing, even at medium range. He says, also, nades, frags preferably, and BR can clean up. Just throw a nade close to the person, then make a smoke screen and take out their shield. Then you can headshot them with the BR. Dead.
Good tips.
Dead.
Excellent.
Dead.
Following that, Casey says, you know, whoever says only noobs use the noob combo is dead wrong.
Yeah.
So I guess he agrees with you. And you have obviously never played against the top level spectrum of players that are, you know, around 35 to 45, because they use it all over. Why do they use it all over? Because it works.
Yeah, it does work. That's a good point. I'm a Samurai says, the best combo that he has found is the plasma pistol / magnum combo. One burst from the plasma pistol, and then one headshot from the magnum is all it takes to take down a foe, and it seems to be extremely effective on maps like Lockout, where you can easily get your hands on a magnum pretty easily, and nobody seems to pick up the plasma pistol.
No.
And also, another perk to this combo, it's not the noob combo, huh? Because you want me called noob boy.
I got noobed! I got noobed, man! They have a guy with the noob combo!
That bugs me every time.
It's pretty annoying.
No, you got killed with someone who had a gun.
No, you died. That's all that happened. You jumped off the edge.
Yeah.
And they got killed.
That's the way it is. Huh? What can you do?
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know what this guy's name is.
It's pronounced Plasmorphage.
Okay. We got something here from
P-Man.
Plasmorphage.
P-Man.
Yeah, the P-Man. Huge name. Love it. As you get to the higher levels, you know, around 25 or so, when the noob combo stops working, so he says, around this time, people learn how to dodge it, and if you do manage to kill someone with it, they won't exactly praise you for it. He suggests grenades and BR on the smaller maps, because a grenade will usually catch the person off guard. Because a grenade will usually catch the person off guard, and when you start having a shoot-off with the BR, you'll win, simply because the grenade would have crippled their shields by then. So, just as good as a noob combo if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. People are actually better with the grenade combo, grenade BR combo. You know, with the actual other guns. Osiris 2552, he says, a combo that works for him is the sniper BR combo. That's a new one for me. If you can't get them headshots, hit the body. Instead, whip out the BR, and they're dead anyways. I'm not encouraging people to go for the head, because then you might miss and you have something to back you up. If you just hit him in the body once and you whip out the BR in the head, and they're gone. So that's a good tip. Actually, I've seen it work a couple times. It's not really regarded as a combo. I really didn't think to carry both of them around. It's kind of like, oh, crap, I have BR and I have a sniper.
Yeah, I've done it a few times on my own. I find that it's good if you're facing another sniper because you're able to move more with your BR than you can move with your sniper and still know you're getting the shot.
Yeah.
So that's where I find it very useful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, following that, we got Feeble Mongoose going on, out on the edge here. We've got Feeble Mongoose going out on the edge here with this one. Dual Needlers. He loves it. Dual Needlers are really fun. But it's not as effective as all the Plasma Pistol combos mentioned. Plasma Pistol combos mentioned. I'm going to get pissed off if I don't figure this out soon. Okay, but not as effective as all the Plasma Pistol combos mentioned. You know, I enjoy emptying two Needlers into someone and then watching them die.
Me too.
It's wonderful.
Me and Feeble Mongoose, remember, like, separate at birth.
Exactly. He says that Dual Needlers may not be the most popular one, but that's why he likes it.
But really, so, if you can just do, like, the alternate the shooting, like, you know, like, have, like, the like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, and each one's, like, they rotate, shoot, like, left, right, left, right, left, right. If you can, like, get it,
yeah,
like,
if you can get that going, they get, like, have a firing.
Or even if you, like, tap the two triggers, like, simultaneously, like, da-da-da-da-da, if you just tap them, it goes a little faster. Just you can't just, like, hold them both down and expect it to work, because it does not work that way.
Yeah. Exactly, you have to time it just right.
Dual Needlers are not really like a spread weapon like the SMG is. The SMG will shoot a wide area. The Needlers, you need to have them really enclosed in a small area because they're an easily escape. Like one of the rooms on Foundation. It's really good for cornering them with the Needler.
Certainly. You gotta love
Gemini
that.
Gemini Ace has a quick story about sticking your nades. He was playing a Slayer game on Colossus, and he saw a guy running for the grab lift, and he was up where the flag is on CTF games. He just happened to lob a sticky and, as reflex, sailed right on down, stuck right to his ankle, hit the lift. Armor-clad bottle rocket, my friends. One of those,
I would have loved to have seen
one
that.
Of those, you know, like, man, wish I had a capture card. Wish I had a capture card.
Yep.
You know it. Yeah.
Well, you don't, too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Xenomorph 52. The plasma pistol sniper kicks ass like you wouldn't believe.
Ooh, you say a bad word. I'm just kidding.
We gotta beep that out before Steve Jobs comes to kill us. Try it like this. Charge up the plasma pistol, fire, switch to the sniper, and no scope. It's just that simple. Or you could just put two sniper bullets in him, but I see where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Or you could kill him.
Yeah, or you could melee him and save your bullets. but yeah, other than that, he goes on to say that there's nothing more humiliating than being killed by someone who's noobing with the sniper.
Oh. Especially if it actually goes that far, they can actually snipe you with it.
That'd
oh, like, I mean, like, not no scope, like, it goes like, all the way across the map.
That'd be rough.
Maybe it would be funny, though. This is like, you know. Speaking of retarded combos, try the Needler and Magnum together. It sucks. But if you can get it, it'd be funny. Nick of Time says, combos. This is the ones he has. A small tip for people using a normal plasma rifle. If you pull the trigger fast, like you're using a Magnum, it shoots faster. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. And he says, as to whoever who said that noob combos are only for noobs, it's completely out of their mind because something in the game is labeled cheap, limiting yourself to not using it, would be noobish. Like people say rockets are noobish. You don't use them, you're going to get owned. Say sword's noobish, if you don't use it, you're going to get owned. You got to keep in mind the other weapons, because even though they might be cheap, they're probably what you're going to need to win games like head-to-head, and games where it requires lots of constant killing in quick situations. But the BR shotgun sword combo, or shotgun slash sword, it's a great combo for mid-sized maps or maps with a small space and a camper staple setup. But here's my question. If you have a sword, why are you camping? I mean, you have the ultimate payback stick, you know? Like, you actually lunge at people. You get closer to people when you actually swing at them. So why are you hiding with it? You can be gay.
There's nothing that annoys me more than somebody who camps with the sword.
If you're going to be gay, move to Massachusetts.
Exactly, because you can do it there.
Yeah. Go get married, why don't you? Why don't you go get gay married, Massachusetts? Go. Go. Get out of here. Get out of Ascension. Get out of lockout. Stop camping. Move to Massachusetts. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? Say? Okay?
Exactly, exactly. And if you want to sit around and camp with the sword, maybe in the show notes I'll post you a game of Rumble Pit I was in where I was aggressive with the sword and went on a 21 kill killing spree and won the game. So,
hey,
don't sit back and camp with the sword. But, okay, but don't listen to us. We don't know what we're talking
Owning
about.
Is delicious. Sniper rifle and shotgun is a good combo. It's a good strat for people who like to snipe solo. So, like, that when they actually get near your enemy, like, ha, you know, blast them. But works great on Ascension. If you go to the little tower, snipe people, but check your radar for any blips, you know. Check the blips. Little motion tracker. It's great because it lures them into your position with your sniper because everyone checks that base. Everyone checks that top area. If you don't, check the top area. So, like, as long as you check your radar, you can tell when people are going to swarm you. And you just wait for them to come around the corner, blast them, and then go back and snipe again. I'm sure you said you sure it works on other maps too. And sniper FBR is everyone. If you can perfect it, go for it. You know, but
definitely,
you know, it's kind of like waste one bullet, waste two bullets. If you can get that headshot, go for it.
Exactly.
The sniper BR is really more like a backup plan. So
yeah,
it's not.
If you're retreating, if you have to, you can kind of keep him at bay with your BR while he's trying to zoom in on you.
Uh-huh.
So,
yep.
That's also a good defense for it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. One second here, dude. Sorry, edit.
Okay. We're at the time.
Okay, I was in the wrong spot. I realized something. Okay, so now we're here.
Yeah, below where it says here.
Yeah, okay.
That's where we stopped last time.
Marden?
Mm-hmm. Marden.
Is his name? Marden? Okay. Well, you know, following that, Marden says, again, like many other people have said, if you're saying don't use the noob gun... Oh, Jesus, people can't write. One second.
Yeah, it's hard reading that, I know.
Yeah.
Dabble rifle.
Dabble rifle.
Say dab rifle. Like, I've had enough of your bad grammar, people.
Exactly. All right, I'll try to give this another shot. Marden says, again, like many people have said, the noob combo is only for noobs. Well, he thinks you're dead wrong. The plasma pistol battle rifle combo is the best to him in the game. So he's standing up for the noob combo.
Mm-hmm.
It can be good long range, good short range, and knowing how far the plasma pistol can lock on can really help you in making this work.
Yes.
So if you don't like the noob combo, it's probably because you suck with it, is what he's saying. So there you go.
Yes.
He also brings up his other favorite combo, which is plasma pistol and magnum.
Mm, it's a good one.
If you're accurate, definitely. I think that maybe fans of the old pistol might like that one.
Yeah, because it's cheap. And because it takes no skill. Reminds me of another pistol. Shodan 1028 says, it's actually pretty much a single weapon, but... she's too lazy to dig 4 pages of you should know your nades stuff. So if you have a sniper rifle and you're not really and you're not helpless when you go up close, you can no-scope somebody, but scoping isn't skill. It's just half the dumb luck and half dumping as much ammo as you can at him. What you do to some guy so let's say you have a sniper, right? And what do you do when a guy with SMGs comes up at you? You get as close as you can, pull the trigger, and then melee. Now that, my friend, that's a combo. So also the noob combo work for the BRs if the carbine if a BR is in handy. Ugh. But is a bit slower, and of course as a trade-off you can also shoot much more accurately since it's a single shot weapon, and since one shot does the same damage as 2 bullets from the BR, so through some black magic and voodoo, which is common sense in basic math, the carbine is actually better in that regard, but it comes out slower, reloads slower, and ammo is a lot harder to find.
Very good points. Very good points. People are still going to say your noob combo with it, though.
I like the black magic and voodoo. Common sense and basic math. Yes. Sorry.
Man, he's got it in for witches.
Yep.
Hates witches. All right, Expanded Flame comes up with, he's the guy from Istanbul, in case anybody's wondering.
Istanbul.
Expanded Flame. Istanbul. Turkey. The one thing he forgot to mention before, though, is that he's an American from San Jose, California. So,
oh, Cool.
So not only are you in Turkey, you're American too. Well, that's amazing.
That's fancy. Good work. That's cool.
All right, so him and his cousin were playing, I guess, maybe a split-screen game or something like that. Maybe we're Xbox Live, who knows. And he kept kicking the crap out of him using a plasma pistol and SMG. It was amazing how well it worked. This is such an obvious tip.
It's like, he shot at me, and he killed me. But thanks for the tip. But really, yeah, it's really, you need to make sure you have the time to recharge your PP. That's right.
Exactly. Plasma pistol. And keep it close range, because SMG is not a medium range
weapon. It's not a medium range, not a long range. A plasma pistol is not.
It's effective. It's effective medium range, but it will destroy close range. Can't tell you how many times I've owned somebody with any weapon just because I got close range than SMG.
Oh, yeah. So. And Helsing89 with our last combo tip of the show says, hey, guys, combos, people love power weapons. If you see a power weapon, they try and kill you because they focus on someone with an SMG. So he likes to use a SMG Magnum combo. You start with the SMG and a Magnum, and are usually passed up for better weapons. So they're usually easy to find, since both weapons weapons to the head of your enemy will get you a kill in 2 or 3 seconds. Just focus on the head. A BR, a secondary, it's also ideal. Easy strat, easy weapons to get. You know, people dump their Magnums for rockets any day. So pick up that Magnum, pick up that SMG. It's opponent time.
Yeah, definitely. It can rip people down real quick.
Because on just about any map, you're either going to start with a BR or you're going to start with SMG. Unless it's Cubby. Then you're going to start with a plasma rifle. And all those just take one more weapon, and then you get one of those power combos we were talking about up there.
Exactly. And then you're rocking.
Yeah.
Just watch your back.
Man.
That was a lot of tips.
That was a lot of tips. Yeah, I was right.
A lot of combos.
Well, it's time for that very special part of the show. The part where we talk about
Map
of the Week. This week's Map of the Week is brought to you by Coagulation. Mmm, tasty. This week's Map of the Week is brought to you by Box Canyons, because you cannot escape Coagulation.
Good one. Yeah.
I'll say that again, because I get that. This week's Map of the Week is brought to you by Box Canyons, because you cannot escape, even in a Banshee. Dang it, I got loud again. This week's Map of the Week is brought to you by Box Canyons, because you can't leave, even in a Banshee. So,
good one.
Yes, this week's Map of the Week is Coagulation. It is a Box Canyon, like we said earlier. You cannot leave Box Canyons. The only way out of it, according to Reverse is Blue, is by taking a teleporter out. And then they're crazy. But, Test Drug says...
How,
oh, what?
Yeah. It's funny how Coagulation looks an awful lot like another map I've seen on a Halo game before. But Bungie does not believe in re-releasing.
Is it Timberland from the PC version?
I don't know. It might be. It's something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Just looked familiar first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Just for a minute, but then it all passed.
Oh, I know what it looks like. Sidewinder.
That's it.
Yeah. It.
Looks just like it.
Oh, man. It's like an exact copy.
I know.
But without the ice. And it being straightened out. And it not being icy. I said twice, because twice is not icy.
At all.
Twice is not icy.
Well, yeah, definitely. You go from,
Oh, man, Bungie. You got us.
We totally got you found out.
But Test Drug says, you made the point of moving the ghost into Coagulation Base and backing into the shaft, so the flag carrier was unable to get down. Well, that's not true. Although it can halt him and give him lots of problems, he's still able to get down. He said he's practiced trying to place it right, but he hasn't been able to get it, and there's always enough space to squeeze it in there. And even though, sometimes on the first jump, so don't always count on the fact that he'll get stuck, because he may not. Putting the Banshee in the portal is a good trick, though. Although, what he likes to do is also put the Banshee or the Ghost right on the flag, so when they elevate onto it and hit X, they have a tendency to get in the vehicle rather than grab the flag. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Desus, but this is like people who will jump on top of the Banshee in the base, and jump and try to grab the flag through the floor. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's what people do instead, is they'll put the a vehicle on top of it, so they get a vehicle instead, and then they're screwed.
I see.
So, I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's cool.
Well, I'm sure I've had it done to me at some point.
Oh, of course.
Exactly. So, well, it's definitely another good tip, as we always get. Coming up next, we're back to Daniel.
Daniel!
Who's telling us again, snipers, snipers, snipers. He says it every time he posts. He talks about snipers. So I believe you would call him a sniper whore. But anyways...
Snipetacular.
Exactly. Snipers can always poon on a map.
Poon?
And really clean up. Poon. Mm. That's how I say it. Because I'm old.
Yeah, and you're Canadian too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Zed.
Canadians do
that. Zed. That's so crazy. So we crazy. Yes, Salmonator. Giggity giggity.
The rockets are okay. But I'd actually say, if you can wield a BR and shotgun at once, then you can clean up more than with the rocket. Okay. You know, rockets are okay, but I would say that if you can wield a BR and a shotgun at the same time, then you can clean up more than if you had the rockets.
So, yeah, most definitely.
He also points out, if you're playing with tanks, use them.
If you're playing with weapons, shoot them. That is your...
Exactly.
...newbie tip. Plasmorphage, with his crazy name again. He says, if you're playing Team Skirmish, you find yourself at a standstill in the middle of the match. Use the player launch near the shoddy spot. How this works. Have a player go to the shoddy spot at red base. There'll be three rocks, right?
Three. Uno, dos, tres.
One of them faces the wall of the map. You know, the side where the sunlight's up? You know, so it's up.
Yes.
Have a player walk backward in one place against a rock, preferably near the middle of the rock, and have a person in a warlock put themselves on a severe handicap. Okay? Then ram the person walking against the rock with full speed. Don't get shot out of the air with a sniper rifle when you get launched, though. Now, I have no idea what that is. I have no idea. I've never heard of that. Botak TV. TV. That's all I'm saying. Maybe we should see how that works.
Definitely. I'll put some effort on that, see what I can get going.
And he says some other stuff. Always rush rockets for a second. Too late to get in, the whole game might be over. Rockets control the match. Snipers are good, but a few people can snipe out someone moving out of a Warthog or Banshee. Those are some hard snipes. So grab rockets, then take out the Banshee that is going to come. You know? He says something else that works for them is... You're sure the other team doesn't have rockets. Grab the Banshee, fly over to their base, drop down right to get the flag. Usually the other team won't be expecting that, probably since there's no one stupid enough to try it. And thus, you can grab the flag, get it far enough away from the base so you can remember to get it. And remember, it's only noobish when a noob uses it. And I got something to add to that. Sure. He says, rush, like with the Banshee. Now, I say Banshee Ride. If you're not aware of what Banshee Riding is taking a guy to ride the drive the Banshee, and then having a player stand on top of it, but not boosting. If they boost, they will fall off. But you can put a person on top of the Banshee, and just ride over all over coagulation, all the way to the base. Have him jump down, get the flag, run out to the base, get on top of the Banshee, and just ride back.
That'd be quite the way to win a flag match.
There is only two ways that can be stopped. No, three ways. If it's stolen, if it's shot down the rocket, or if the guy's sniped. And usually they can't snipe him, and usually they won't steal it. So you gotta rush rockets, and then you can do that. Have you ever seen that done? Because it is amazing. I've done it three or four times, and I love doing it. It's a fun ride, too.
Well, I guarantee you that'll make it into contact with the TV.
I've got me and my brother have got it down to an art. We do that in skirmish.
Well, looks like it'll be starring.
I guess so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Osiris 2552 is back with plasma grenades are a must on this map. If you're confronted against a ghost or a banshee, then one well-placed grenade will do the trick. Because of the lack of plasma grenades on this map, they are a total must-have Because of the lack of plasma grenades on this map, they are a total must-have to get out of those sticky situations. No pun intended. Or should I say, to get the enemies into a sticky situation? Oh, that's funny.
Oh, you're the master of puns.
He is.
Funny guy.
Change his name to Master of Puns.
You've 2552. All right. Master of Puns, 2552. Matt underscore 66 underscore 6 says at the very beginning.
So he's not quite Satan. He's almost Satan.
Yeah, he's about 200 scores away from actually being Satan. At the very start of a game or CTF or assault, the guy closest to the ghost should get in and boost straight to rockets and grab him. Because if you don't, you're about to die. Because you just took ghosts. And they're going to shoot you. In CTF or assault, the rockets are things that will win you the game because you can destroy any vehicle that you don't like pretty easily because it's so open. And that is even the only way to take out a Banshee Rider. It's the only way to really take them both out. So try it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, Gemini Ace, name you're probably getting familiar with. The main thing your team needs to do is, one, protect the Warthog and Ghost. Don't just let them get blown up on the rush, and then spend the rest of your time on foot being sniped. Number two, take the Hog into the rear of the enemy base where the Banshee spawns. Three guys going up the lift can take out any enemy defenders, and then get back down to the Hog. If you're alone and holding the enemy flag down, call for backup. That's where the Ghost comes in handy to get a driver to you.
Hey.
So there you go. Those are some great tips.
Nick of Time says, the cliff to the left of each base are home to the only plasma grenades on this map. Try to pick them up every once in a while, and they can really help with your vehicle situation. The team does not have rockets. He says he often finds himself on games of Human Slayer or Quag. And with these games, the Cubby Brute shots on the cliff become human rocket launchers, which really shuts down the vehicle usage in these games. Try to hold all three launchers, not only for the launcher's power, but you can also use vehicles at your demand without being blown up. Don't forget to pick up the sniper ammo in the rocks where the shotgun is if you're snapping. If you do this properly, you will never run out of ammo for this crucial weapon here. On the subject of ammo, also pick up ammo for the rockets. They're in the set of rocks outside the blue teleporter and behind the trees outside the red teleporter. Those things, you grab them, you're going to keep it so that you don't actually run out of rockets, you know? You can grab the ones over there, and then, you know, you've got two more rockets. It'll save your butt, that's all I'm saying. It's going to keep them from respawning. So, if you have the active camo on the red side, you have a small advantage to picking it up on the other side because the sun's created a big reflection off it, and this is going to really be a great opportunity for the red team sniper. But the red team has the big advantage for getting these camo, but the blue team is even closer to the overshield. So it's kind of fair, but rather than it being right in the middle and just kind of rotating randomly about when it comes back. So, as it was in Halo.
There you go. All the great tips just flying through here.
Yeah.
We're getting into the long one now, mm-hmm. guys, if we sound a little long-winded. Well, that was messed up. Okay, we are on... put an edit point in here, quite obviously.
Yeah.
X Gamma X, huh? Okay, alright, X Gamma X comes to us with, Coagulation is a pretty good map. It is the equivalent of the Halo 1 Blood Gulch. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now. Everything makes sense.
I thought it was Gulch Blood.
Yeah, I thought it was Goat's Blood,
Goat's
actually.
Blood, that's...
Yeah, but I don't know. Mm. Whatever. In my opinion, this map would be recommended for 10 to 16
yeah,
players.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's
is.
What they had in mind when they made it. There's plenty of open space for sniping. You know, make sure you get in some of the dark corners. Make yourself a little less visible. Always remember to go inside the cave to find the overshield or camo. They're both very helpful on this map. For objective-type games, work together. Use the Warthog whenever you can. If you're going into a base, make sure you have a combo going. You know, you don't just walk in there with a battle rifle, because, you know, you are really close quarters, and it'll be tough to get those headshots. Most of you don't like the noob combo, because, well, people say you're a noob. But actually, you might be able to get some kills with it, so you might want to check that out as
yeah.
well. Blocking the teleporter for CTF, good strategy. And make sure you get someone guarding in case the other team tries to unblock it. Don't forget about the shotgun. You know, comes in handy on every map, and a lot of people aren't going to be expecting it on a map this big, so if you get in close quarters, take them down with one to the face. So there you go.
Yeah. See, we got one here from Martin. He says he truly loves this map for objective games, which is really what it's kind of made for. The two bases really aren't really good for a Slayer game. But he said when the game starts, we'll get one guy to drive the Warthog in once, and then... When the game starts, get one
guy. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. Write down the time. 30-17. Martin says, he says he truly loves this map for objective games, such as Bomb or Flag. So he says, one good strategy for multi-year single flag. When the game starts, you get one guy to drive the Warthog, one side seat, and one turret. Just fill it up, boys. And the last one grabs the sniper and goes through the teleporter to snipe anyone trying to get the rockets or anyone around him. The group and the Warthog goes straight to the opposing base. If you get shot by anything, keep going! Do not stop. Point of no return is when you start. When the Warthog gets close to the opening at the left side, that is the one attached to the floor, not the one with the little bridge to walk across. Slow down a bit so it's easier to get out. Timing, this is crucial. So, but the side seat and turret man should get out of the Warthog, civilian right next to the opening, hoping there's no one on the top of the base. Side seat man jumps down to the base, side seat man grabs the flag, throws it up, turret man grabs the flag, runs to the top border. Meanwhile, the drop-off point of the side seat, the turret man, the Warthog driver, should drive as quick as possible to the exit border of the opposing base. Flag carrier jumps into the Warthog. Warthog should drive as fast as possible to the base, take it in either the bottom or the sides, first the back, and while the Warthog is racing back to the base, the sniper, if still alive, needs to snipe anyone coming toward the base. It's worked out as it's a perfect strategy for offense, and I've done with perfect precision. It can also be a very quick capture. Sorry for the lengthy strategy, but it's very useful, and he wanted to hit every point. Communication on this map is so crucial, he cannot express it enough. Identifying whose weapons as rockets or sniper is that the opposing team currently wields any of the power weapons. The extra ammo for sniper is between the two rocks in front of each base. If a team sniper match, the sniper is the most powerful weapon in my eyes. If you don't have at least one sniper, you might as well just call it quits because you're probably going to lose. Most teams are really going to go get rockets. The rockets are still a very powerful and strong weapon to him. But it's really the second or third priority. You really need sniper before you go for rockets. If you need to have someone rush with the ghost. And I said that as fast as I could.
You got her out pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. I'm impressed. I've got to cover it in the amount of time I got.
All right, CodeStar writes into us with a great tactic for CTF and assault. The snipers on COAG are the top priority weapon on this map. The tactic is to take the enemy sniper away from them. Makes sense to me. Because, you know, it's one of the power weapons and it won't respawn until dropped. Mm. Unless you got some of those guys who like to drop connection on you.
Yeah.
Anyways, just try to find the enemy sniper and take him out. Pick it up or give it to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, fairly straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Shodan, pretty much saying the same thing. Grab the beam rifle, so you're not going to have a guy sniping you with it. The two cheats says you need to get the flag guy in or out fast because you only have a brute ghost or a banshee. You never have him ride in the hood, if I'm saying a ghost rider. But this one is another one, which is ghost bumping. And pretty much he's like, you put a guy in front of a ghost, and you just push him without boosting them, or else you're going to splatter him. Yeah, betray. There are power-ups in the cave, but since they're so far out there, they really aren't worth getting, because usually by the time you're out of there, you're about halfway gone. So if you are stuck at sniper fire, just duck.
Tragic.
Chances are you just disappear under a hill and be safe. There are two awesome sniper spots. If you're facing the front of the blue base, so a little ledge that sticks out, and you'll notice the large rock structure that juts out from the platform. Behind the red base, there's a small open area with those two rocks, and there's that nice little elevated area. Near the first one, there's a wall that looks scalable. If you take the ghost and boost up the wall, there's a very large area where the sniper can walk around. Be careful, though. It isn't too terribly hard to fall off. Every round, make a rush for rockets. Moving around coagulation isn't fun or easy without vehicles, so press the rockets. Get the rockets, you can take out your opponent's vehicles, making it harder for them to storm your base. The Banshee can be a real nuisance. Rockets or Gate-Up Stickies are acceptable, and BR is... I disagree when he says BR is really good. Cause, you know, the BR doesn't inflict much damage because they're in a vehicle. A good strategy...
Yeah, the BR doesn't touch the Banshee.
Yeah, won't hardly touch it, hardly. A good strategy...
It'll ruin the ghost in a second.
It'll own a ghost, but he can't do anything to a Banshee. A good strategy he likes to use in a deck game is just to take a hog load of people to the bottom of the base, use a grav lift. Really good, you can just grab the flag, arm the bomb, jump back down, ride right off. If you're defending a base in the objective game, have one of people stand near the opening at the top of the base. If anyone walks in, spam them with grenades. If this doesn't take them out, jump down and finish them off there. In the CTF game, have one person get the flag and another person stand at the top of the base. The guy inside the base can grab the flag and toss the guy at the top. You know? the guy at the top then runs through the portal. You might want to have a hall ready to grab the flag carrier on like the portal so no pursuers can get through. Use the shadows to your advantage. It's harder for a sniper to make out an opponent that is in shadow. So, then one is standing in the light.
There you go. Sorry about that, man. I didn't respond. My computer locked up on me there.
Oh, really? You still recording?
Everything's okay. Oh, yeah, I'm still recording. Everything's fine. It's just for some reason three programs started opening. I must have clicked something funny. So, yeah, throwing in a point in there.
Okay.
Oh, God, what is happening to this? Everything's just running slow as hell. But the recording still looks fine. So no worries. What is happening? Sorry, dude, I gotta figure this out. It'll just continue to be a bigger problem if I don't.
Just as long as we don't lose the that one big
file. No, we're not going to lose anything. No, I have that. I have a hard copy of that. So, I mean, that's already saved. That's what I'm saying. It's Skype that I think is doing this to me right now.
Oh, okay. I've only got about 15 more minutes of internet, and I really got to get off, so.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill Skype, and I'm going to call you right back. I'm going to keep the recording going. And that should fix my problems right now. All right, talk to you in a second.
Yeah, it probably wasn't going to let you call me since I'm on Do Not Disturb. So.
Yeah, it was messed up.
Alright.
So.
So.
We are fine.
Alright, we have Rustmaster and then that's it for that show. We were so close to being done with that one.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So you want me to just read that and then we're good to go? Alright. It's a long one. It's not too bad, though. Alright. Following that, the Rustmaster brings us some noob tips. Use the cover, all the cover you can find. By that, he means if some guy flies around in a Banshee, unless you're hidden, you have a chance. You could definitely use this to... Okay, edit. You could definitely use this in CTF to a big advantage. I don't even really know what he's saying. Okay, let's just skip this whole thing. I don't think it makes any sense. You know what? We can probably just cut this guy's whole thing. Because it's really nothing that anybody hasn't said already. So, that's, alright, so I'll just say that wraps up our Map of the Week tips. Alright, well there we go. I guess that wraps up our Map of the Week tips.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch, guys. Thanks for submitting them. You can submit ones for next week's show. We'll put a link up there soon. Who knows what we're going to do? You have to look and check it out. Over at www.podtangler.com. We are still accepting your voicemails and emails your voicemails and segments for use on the show. That show will go up Thursday, hopefully, if all the good things go good. Maybe Friday, probably Thursday.
You never know.
But you can still send your voicemails. You can call 206-888. Hey, Lotus. 206-888-4256. Or you can email a segment. Just record an MP3 of your voice. Keep it in 3 minutes, please. And that goes over to podsecular@gmail.com. On behalf of all...
Please call us. We're lonely.
We're very lonely. On behalf of all the Podsecular team, I'm Spellcheck.
And this is Dacidus.
Keep on playing, you guys.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da